Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Apostle Paul, who thanked Christ Jesus, who had enabled him because he counted him faithful, putting him into the ministry, eagerly desired to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ wherever and whenever he had an opportunity, according to the guidance of God the Holy Spirit. He was ready to preach the gospel also in the metropolis of the empire, Rome, the capital city, as he tells us in the letters of the Romans, the opening verses 16 and 17, when he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The Apostle Paul carried out his apostolic commission, given him already at the time of his conversion on the Damascus Road, when he was told that he would bring the gospel of the Lord to peoples all over the earth. He went about the Roman Empire establishing congregations by the power of the Holy Spirit and through the proclamation of the gospel. He delighted in that gospel because it revealed to him the righteousness of God, Paul tells us in that theme of Romans, which simply refers to the holy obedience of our Lord, that in our stead, in the stead of all men, he kept the law perfectly, and that he also suffered and died for the sins of the whole of humanity, that then all who believe in him might have forgiveness, life, and salvation. The gospel was the very means through which God's power operated to bring about faith in the hearts of sinners that they might be saved. And what is the salvation into which the gospel ushers men who are brought to faith? What was the salvation that Paul had? What is the salvation that you and I enjoy daily? You see, salvation is not something only in the future. It is here and now, present already with us. Began the time we came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. The first blessing of our present salvation, we may say, is the forgiveness of sins. You and I need the forgiveness of sins not only at the beginning of our faith life, but every day, for we daily sin much, and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. But when we lift the eyes of our faith to him who was sinfully crucified on Calvary, and acclaim him God's Lamb who has suffered for the sins of the whole world, including ours, and appeal for pardon, he speaks to us each one and says, Son, daughter, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you, and that means they're sent away from you as far as the east is from the west, never to rise up in accusation and condemnation of you again. And that brings us to blessing number two of our present salvation, peace and fellowship with the true and triune God. For you see, if our sins are removed, nothing else stands between us and God. We don't have to be afraid of him, afraid of dying, afraid of the final judgment, or any of these things. Rather, Jesus' Father becomes our dear Heavenly Father, Christ the friend that sticketh closer than a brother, the Holy Spirit our benign sanctifier, and we delight to come before the true and triune God with our prayers and praises, knowing assuredly that he hears and heeds our faith-filled petitioning and thanksgiving. Another blessing of our present salvation is the power to overcome the sins for which we receive Christ's cleansing, which is brought to us by virtue of our baptismally established spiritual union with the Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul declares, sin shall not have dominion over you. And he exalts, I can do all things in union with Christ who strengthens me. You and I know, therefore, that as we draw on Christ's invincible, sin-defeating might, we can overcome the sins that we want to overcome in our lives. Another blessing of our present salvation is God's guidance throughout the whole course of our earthly walk. The God whose we are and whom we serve, says the psalmist elsewhere, will be our guide even unto death. And so with full assurance of faith, we can say with David of old, the Lord is my shepherd. He is leading me day by day, hour after hour, safely and securely on the road that leads to heavenly glory. And if we need some wisdom to make a decision for which we don't find chapter and verse information in the Bible, then we come to him in prayer. And St. James says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth freely to all men and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Another blessing of our present salvation is God's promise to supply all of our earthly wants as we serve him here below. St. Paul spoke about this to the Philippian Christians when he said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Therefore, every child of God knows that he need not worry about the things that belong to the support and wants of the body. Rather, he may and should follow the exhortation of the Savior issued in the Sermon on the Mount when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, God's rule in your heart through his word, and his righteousness, the righteousness of faith and life that follows, in the firm conviction that all we need to keep body and soul together so as to go on serving the Lord, he will abundantly grant us in his providence. Another blessing of our present salvation is God's guarantee of guidance for us throughout the whole course of our earthly walk, and in the meanwhile, the supply of these needs that we have from time to time. And he stands by us furthermore in the hour of trial and suffering. Not every pathway of life is rosy and full of light. You and I know the truth of Paul's dictum that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. But what heartening encouragement, what strengthening in periods of pain and privation and sorrow and suffering and sickness, to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is at our side every step of the way he asks us to go. He speaks to us each one and says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And he keeps every one of these pledges, and in the meanwhile causes it that all things, and we say again, all things that occur to us in life, all things work together for good to those who love God. A final blessing of our present salvation, and there are many others that could be mentioned, of course, is the blessed death in the faith. Now, when death comes to the Christian, this means the separation of his living and life-giving spirit. The spirit leaves the body to be with the Lord. As far as the body is concerned, it has lost its animating principle and begins to corrupt and has to be placed into the bosom of the earth. But as far as we ourselves and our essential being are concerned, we are with the Lord. Paul, contemplating his own demise on one occasion, stated, I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. For me to live is Christ indeed, but to die is gain. And as far as the body is concerned, laid away somewhere in God's aether, on the day of resurrection of all flesh, it'll be summoned again from the dust into which it has fallen, be resurrected, beautified, glorified, fitted for residence forever in the celestial mansion, so that we too exult with Paul, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then as resurrected and glorified human beings, we enter upon the heavenly and eternal phase of our salvation, the glories of which we cannot even comprehend this side of our experience of such blessings. Brothers and sisters, you and I cannot keep silent about the things that we have heard and seen and experienced in Jesus Christ. I then would counsel all of you brethren who have returned to the seminary and constitute our student body in the new academic year, that you give yourselves earnestly and joyfully to the use of the opportunity, assiduously and diligently, to study God's word, so that he can make of you, as he did of Paul, a powerful proclaimer of the truth of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ our Savior. And in all the teaching and all the learning that goes on in the next weeks and months around the campus, We join Paul and say, to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God alone who is wise, the honor and glory forever and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain with you. Amen.